Support for KNKX Connect comes from the Falconer family of Western Washington, supporters of a free, independent, and energetic press, who urge listeners to get involved in their local community and to support KNKX.
If you've been to Seattle Center this summer, you may have noticed the 40-foot-long burnt logs on the lawn beneath the Space Needle. They're actually part of a public art exhibit called The Smoke Season. We sent reporter Paula Whistle to check it out.
Ted Youngs is the artist behind the exhibit.
Thank you.
I'm with him.
He and I get into a crowded Space Needle elevator headed to the top.
Looking out over the Puget Sound as we head up here, that salt water goes all the way out to the Pacific Ocean.
From up here, we can get a bird's eye view of Youngs' work down below.
Oh, you can really see the SOS there.
The giant blackened logs have been arranged to spell out SOS. Youngs calls the installation Distress Signal. The logs are from dead trees that burned in the 2017 Jolly Mountain Fire in eastern Washington. Admittedly, most people up here are so mesmerized by the breathtaking view that they don't see it until you point it out to them.
Can you see the logs down there?
Can you see the
on the lawn?
The lawn.
Oh, my gosh. SOS. Yes.
Yeah.
I have to wonder why they did that.
Well, he's the artist who did it, so it's
on
about the
SOS?
Wildfires.
Yeah,
it's really a call for it's about the wildfire seasons that have come into Seattle in the last 2 years and the emergence of smoke. So it's sort of a call for help from, or it's really a call for help from the forest.
Oh my gosh, I live in Denver and we have all the beetle kill in the mountains up there. Mm-hmm. I understand.
Ann Shire has her own story about wildfire. One summer, she says, one nearly overtook her suburban neighborhood near Denver.
It got within a few hundred feet of some of these homes. They said if that fire had jumped the street, we'd have lost the entire community.
She tells Youngs it brought home to her just how powerless we are in the face of wildfire.
The fragility that we have compared to the scale is amazing.
Back on the ground, the Seattle artist tells me how he got the idea for the exhibit. It started last summer when smoke from faraway wildfires enveloped the city for days.
Where basically everything became hazy, the sun became a red disk, and everything was gray and awful.
It got to the point where he just couldn't take it anymore. This was the second year in a row this had happened, and he just had to do something.
When I literally left my family at 11 at night, I was like, I can't be in this smoke anymore. I want to go see what brought us smoke from last year.
In 2017, the Jolly Mountain Fire had burned 36,000 acres, and that's where he was headed. He drove east of the mountains, over Snoqualmie Pass, past the town of Cle Elum.
Slept in my car on the side of the road and then hiked up into Jolly Mountain.
Youngs was staring at the aftermath of the burn.
I came to sort of a bowl where there were probably 500 or 600 trees that were all over 100 feet tall that had been blown down in exactly the same direction, sort of like dominoes. As I started to look at this, I felt like I really needed to share the source of smoke with Seattle and bring some of these trees back.
So he did. He got permission from the state, hired a logging company, had the logs transported to the city, and lowered into place at the Seattle Center with a crane. Near one of the installations, Youngs included a map showing that a fire the size of Jolly Mountain would have burned two-thirds of the city of Seattle. He says ideally, seeing these remnants of burned trees will spark broader conversations about wildfire. But at street level, these logs that spell out SOS are actually too big to read. From here, they appear to be just oddly arranged seating. Kids play on them and people sit on them, seemingly unaware of Young's point. But he says, in a way, that is the point.
There's something powerful about that sort of proximity and blindness.
He says often climate crisis problems are
too big to take in sometimes, too harrowingly big.
There is one thing you notice up close to the burned logs. Even 2 years after the fire, they still exude the faint smell of smoke. And on this 70-degree blue sky day in Seattle, it lingers in the air.